Let us bow our heads and
Baba, tinokutendai mangwanani ano nenyasha dzenyu. Mufaro wedu zviro kwazvo kuti tauya muimba yaJehovha. Taakunzwisisa zvakataurwa naDhavhidhi kuti hanzi ndakafara apo patakanzi tiende kuimba yaJehovha. Taizviverenga baba vangu tisinganzwisise zvazvinoreva. Asi ishe taakuziva zvazvinoreva muzuva ranhasi. Tenzi tinoda kutendai baba vangu nekuti kokorodza kwamaita. Ishe vangu tinoziva inyasha dzenyu kuti tiri pano. Baba vangu tiri kukumikidza shumiro muzita renyu. Uyai muzotaura nesu. Baba kunyange pachaverengwa shoko tinokumbira muve muropafadze. Vana venyu vauya vana kuya kuzonzwa kumunhu. Father, they come to hear from you, Lord. And Father, we know, Father, you know, we got what exactly we are expecting, Father. We are expecting to hear from you. We are expecting blessings from you. We are expecting encouragement. If it is a rebuke, Lord Jesus Christ, we say, speak, my Lord, thy servant heareth, Lord. Father, we are so thankful, Father, that we can gather in your house. Commit the service, the preaching of the word in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may take your seats. Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We want to thank God for making it possible that we could be here this morning. And I know we are dressed uniquely. Yes. We do that which the law allows us or prescribes us to do. Yes, we encourage you. If they say we put on mask, let's put on mask. Do hand sanitizing to our hands, let's do so. But above all, we know the Lord will take care of everything. Amen.
Amen.
I know the elders, they did send a communique yesterday.
Vakuru vakatumira ziviso zuro.
So we encourage people to send in their names.
Chakurudzira vatsene kuti vatumire mazita avo.
So that they know how to ensure or to arrange people as they come to church.
Kuti vazive kuti zvingarongwe sei kuti vanhu vangai sei kuchurch.
But just last announcement before we read the word. We just want to thank some brethren who've been contributing so that we could also help some other people. There were some foodstuffs that we distributed to the needy brethren. There were some brothers who did contribute to that. We want to say thank you so much for that. I will just mention one person in particular. That's Pastor Mike Tris from Troy, Ohio in the United States of America.
Mike Tris USA.
For those who might remember, Pastor Mike Tris, he was here when the LaFontaines came. So he got touched and he did contribute handsomely. And we just want to thank the Lord for him. Let's just give a clap offering. Let's stand for a scripture reading. I know you are so happy.
You know, Zaudi Murugufara.
I am also happy. But let's pray that God will help us to bring to an end this carnage or this plague so that all the chairs will be filled in. Joshua chapter 6, verse 1.
Joshua chapter 6, verse 1.
Now Jericho, so I'll just go through. He's not going to interpret just to save on our time. So read in your Bibles. Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho, the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And you shall encompass the city, O ye men of war, go around about the city once. Thou shalt thou do 6 days, and 7 priests shall burn before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. The 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. 5. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and you've heard the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless the reading of his word as you take your seats. I'm sure if you ask the song leader, he'll tell you he could have gone through a lot trying to choose from among the songs that he could sing. Similarly, there are so many messages that will come one's mind, but we want to thank God for Joshua chapter 6. We're going to base what we're talking about on verse 5. The latter part of it, and then said, all the people shall shout with a great shout. So we are going to talk about shout with a great shout. We want to see what happens when they were ordered to shout with a great shout. They were not told to shout, but to shout with a great shout. Glory be to God. You know, sometimes the way how God operates is so unique, you might not understand it. You don't have to understand God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
If he says walk, go through a wall, that's exactly what he says. Your duty is just to obey what he says. I want to draw you to the attention. Jericho was such a great city, and it was enclosed by a wall. And this wall was not a small one. It was such a big wall. Let's just read, just as our background for, so that you understand. In the prophet, the handwriting on the wall. The prophet says, paragraph 10. You know, we are not used to, you know, to wearing these things. So you got to understand us. Glory be. You are also not used to wearing them anyway. This is the. Okay, let's read paragraph
10.
So Babylon sat just in the great fertile valley there. And it was surrounded by, irrigated by the Euphrates River. It was a great agricultural center, and Babylon was a great city, approximately about
130 miles
inside, make about 120 miles around. The streets of the city of Babylon, some of 200 feet across. I want you to listen closely to what I'm reading now. The walls were 80 foot thick. and practically 200 feet high.
I know
as Zimbabweans, normally we are not used to measurements in terms of feet or foot. But just to let you know how wide the wall was, the width, they could run chariot races around these walls with the chariots. So we are not talking about people making races with the bicycles or running. But the prophet is saying they could make chariot races. Now, this is the war wherein God is telling
Joshua.
He is saying the people should shout with a great shout, and when they do so, the wall should fall down flat. Brother, if you use your human faculty, it is practically impossible. Even if you make a shout on a Jura wall, it will not fall down. How about a wall wherein you have races for chariots? But it is him who has declared it. If he says it, brother and sister, let's have confidence in him who has declared it. Don't try to reason it out, brother. So as we are saying, shout a great shout, brother, we are not looking at what you are thinking about, brother. What we are saying, we take God at his word. I'm just thinking of this story. God came to
Moses,
and he said, go tell Pharaoh, say, let my people go. Look, Moses was going to use his mind or his intellect. In fact, he went ahead and used his intellect. He said, Lord, I'm a man of slow speech. God did not say, can you speak eloquently? He only said, go tell
Pharaoh.
Remember, it is God who had answered the prayer of Moses' father. The father of Moses had prayed for a deliverer. And God answered his prayer. And Moses as a deliverer. Now, God is coming to Moses and telling him to say, you are the deliverer. But the deliverer is doubting God. He is doubting God. But we are saying, brother and sister, whatever he tells you, you go right ahead and do it. Glory be to God. We are not looking at things in the natural eye. We want people, when they are told, they just do it exactly. We want people who are going to make such a huge cry. You shout, brother. If these people did shout, and then the wall went down flat, I am also looking for a brother or a sister who has got a wall around him or her. Don't look at how wide the wall is. The instruction is, shout with a great shout. How the wall is going to fall flat, that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to shout. Blind Bartimaeus, we spoke about him. He was shouting a little bit. And people told him to keep quiet. He said, but I know. What brought down the walls of Jericho was not just a mere shout. It was a great shout. He started shouting louder. Oh, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. His wall blindness fell down flat. Glory be to God. We are also talking about Naaman the Syrian, that great general. Sometimes things appear impossible or out of this world. He is told to say, dip yourself 7 times in a river. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
But God had said through that house girl, go dip yourself. So don't look at yourself to say, who am I? God can use you to bring a testimony. A housemaid testified to an army general. The army general then went to the prophet. And then the prophet did not even talk to him directly. He just gave an instruction to say, dip yourself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm talking of Elijah. After the showdown at Mount Carmel. He had declared to say, the true God who brings fire down. He did not even pray, brother and sister. He just simply shouted, the God who answers by fire. Let that God be the God that we worship. And soon after that, there was famine for 3 years. And then he declared, shouting so that people all could hear. He said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. He ordered his servant to say, go look by the sea. The servant went, he looked. He saw nothing. 6 times he looked, there was nothing. But on the 7th time, he looked and behold, he saw a cloud the size of a man's hand. And when he told the man of God, to say, I only saw a cloud the size of a man's hand. He said, praise be the name of the Lord. He said to the king, eat quick, because there is an abundance of rain. Talking about the 7th number, brother and sister. We are talking about in the days of 7th angel. 7th messenger, brother and sister, who came and declared, made plain the 7th seal. What is the 7th seal? The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he comes, brother, he will tell you the word. Hand over, take over the sword of the king. This happened 28 February 1963. That's why we can speak so freely, for we know the word is made open, the seals were revealed. Now, when we talk about the seventh seal, we are talking about the rapture. We are waiting for his soon coming. Soon and very soon. He is going to come. He is going to come to take us home. Praise be the name of the Lord. And when we are talking about the seventh trumpet, we are talking about the Jews, the coming of Moses and Elijah. The coming of the 144,000 Jews to be selected. What will happen? So that they will also be killed under the sixth seal. Tribulation, brother. Hallelujah. The persecution that's going to happen. But the bride will be gone. Glory be to God. We are not going to partake the tribulation, brother, because the seventh messenger came down, and you listen to the voice of the seventh messenger. He came with a shout. When he shouted so loudly, it went right into your heart, and you said, this is the message that I believe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at when the seventh seal was declared. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence for half an hour. Why was there silence? There was a hush in heaven, for there was no angel singing, because Christ came down on earth during that time to bring the open book to the prophet on Mount Sunset. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
This is our time, brother and sister. We should be able to shout with such a great shout. You should tell people to say, oh, the Lord sent Malachi 4. With such a great shout. If you don't believe this message, you have only one option that will befall you. You are going through tribulation. If at all you are going dead, you are going to be gone to heaven, you have to wash your blood through the killing that will happen through the tribulation. But brother, we want to thank God so much that when we heard the shout, we believe this message. And we are not going to partake of the tribulation. Glory be to God. Now we're talking about Elijah. Yes, when he declared on the seventh time, when he had seen the cloud, the size of a man's hand, he declared that rain was coming. The same with you, brother and sister. When something has been declared to you, even if you are sick, don't wait for the pain to go. Whilst the pain is there, start testifying. Start thanking the Lord to say, I am healed. What happened to John Ryan? God, through the prophet, had declared to him that you are healed. John Ryan was a blind man, but he was declared healed. So he'll go doing his duty of selling newspapers. Extra, I can see. Extra, I can see. Until one of his colleagues, a workmate, he took him to the barber. Glory be to God. He was still testifying that I can see. Glory be to God. He was shouting, brother, to say, I can see. Glory, 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 glory. Maybe let's just briefly read that one. In the message expectation.
Glory.
So yes, paragraph. We can just go way down where it starts with the old man going crazy.
Okay, just get into the sabu.
Okay, or okay, start on 38.
All right.
Well, afterwards, he went out to the street and he sold papers and was saying, "Praise the Lord for healing me." So he would holler. No, so holler is another word or another term of saying shout. So you will be selling to his customers. So when you buy, he'll give you a bonus. The bonus will be,
bonus,
praise God, I can see I'm healed. Glory be to God. So give your customers bonuses as well. Testify the word of God. Extra praise the Lord for healing me. And the people laughed at him, made fun of him. They thought the old man's gone crazy. Glory. So just keep again. So he was taken, yes, to a barber shop. And then and the barber, a little smart Alec, just went down. Was always trying more sense than he had a gumption to know how to take care of. He was wetting his razor. And when he had Mr. Ryan shaved about halfway down in his face, he said, Daddy, or Dad, I heard you went to see the divine healer not long ago. He said, yep, I went up and see him, said, I heard you got healed. He said, yep, praise the Lord, he healed me. And his eyes came open in the church. He looked around and said, I am healed now. He jumped out of the chair with a towel around his neck, and out of that door he went. And the barber behind him with a razor down the street. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It was because he believed what the prophet has declared. So he didn't look at the condition, but he looked at what he said. Brother, it's good for us to shout. If the word is saying shout, brother, you also shout on your situation. I know the devil doesn't want you to shout, because he knows if you shout even louder, it casts away the fear.
Hallelujah.
Remember our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was making the triumphal entry into
Jerusalem,
as the rock was rolling down, and them little stones were also making shouts, and they were hollering, Hosanna, Hosanna. And now people were not happy with that. Oh, brother, when you start shouting, when you start shouting louder, it chases away demons. Demons start manifesting. That's exactly what happened in this instance. When those small stones were shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Hosanna, Hosanna.
But shouting Hosanna, demons started manifesting. They were saying, tell them to keep quiet. But he said, I know better. By shouting, demons are chased out. And then they keep on shouting, Hosanna. Keep on shouting, Hosanna. Until those demons were chased away. And on a court, he went into Jerusalem. Glory be to God. And I can see brothers and sisters, as they're worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ, throwing down the palms of palms, olive
trees.
As they welcome him into
Jerusalem
with such a magnificent shout. Glory be to God. So in this story we read about
Joshua,
we know it was such a big war. On verse 20, let's read
Joshua.
So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, brother and sister, it is just good for you to follow instructions. So, they were told or they were instructed to say shout. And they did exactly that. And when they did exactly like that, God came. It's him who made the walls to fall down flat. So, brother, as we go forward, I'm just looking for a sister who is saying, I've got a lot of walls around me. So, don't look at how big, how wide the wall is. That is not the question, brother and sister. Your duty is just identify a wall. When you identify the wall, now you speak, you shout. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will do his part. And I tell you, brother and sister, God, there is nothing that will fail God's intent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God even knows anyway the end from the beginning.
So
when God said shout with a great shout, he knew if the people are going to shout, the walls will hear the shout. To say this shout is different. Don't even look or listen to what people will say. I want to believe on that day, the first day they came, when they were walking round about, remember they were told on the first day, you just walk around. So they were just walking around. Walking around they were doing. That was the instruction. You walk round about. So for 6 days they were just walking around. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So day number one, they walked. I want to believe the army general of these people, they were saying, we have heard the God of Israel. He dried the sea. But I want to believe he has run out of ideas. How can just people walk around? Second day they saw them again. The duty was just walk around. Walk around, brother and sister. This was day number two. They were just doing like that. Day number three, the same thing. Day number four, the same thing. Until they were used to say, if you want to see the Jews walking around, wake around 7 a.m. You are going to see the soldiers walking. Day number six. At 7 o'clock, they saw them again. They were walking. They were walking. And then people, they were saying, yes, now we are going to defeat these children of Israel. Day number seven came. What happened? The same thing, they went around. Now they thought, yes, it is their tradition. We'll see them the next day. They were surprised. 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
They saw them walking. They saw them walking. They started to question, what is happening today? What is happening today? As if that was not enough.
Sekuti hasina kukwana.
A third round.
Kekutanga.
A fourth round.
Kechina
A fifth round.
Kechishanu.
A sixth round.
Kechitanatu.
We are talking about the seventh messenger.
Kukutana mamusoro vemutumwa chinomwe.
On the seventh time, brother.
Kechinomwa mamana.
They started blowing the trumpets.
Vakataka kuridza wamanda.
They started shouting.
Vakataka kudanidzira.
Not only shouting, brother.
Kwete kudanidzira chete.
Shouting with a great shout.
Kudanidzira kudanidzira kukuru kuna simba.
Shouting with a great shout.
Kudanidzira kuna simba.
The wall heard it. The wall heard it. And when it heard the shout of a great shout, it said, I have heard, I have seen chariots on
me.
But this kind of a sound, I have never seen it after this
sound.
The only way for me to do, I have to fall flat down. Bring it to pass the word of God. To say, shout with a great shout. It doesn't matter, brother. How things look, brother. How sick you are. If he says, lay your hands on the
sick.
Brother, your duty, you might not even pray. Just put lay your hands on the
seat.
If you want, brother, don't say anything. Keep quiet. Because the word says lay your hands on the
seat.
It is God who brings the healing. Glory be to God. Brother and sister, it is time that we get to take God at his word. If God says pass through a wall, brother, just pass through it. Don't even think. The reason is we think too much. We reason too much. But today we are saying shout with a great shout. Yeah, people, you can go on 20, 30, 40 years without being married. It is possible, brother. But today, it is your duty. If you want to make such a great shout, those ancestral spirits, as soon as I'm standing here, rather if you shout with a great shout, who is that uncircumcised Philistine? Oh, brother and sister, I'm remembering of David. He had heard that this is a Philistine. He said, I don't care how big he is, how gigantic he is, as long as he is a Philistine, I know he is not circumcised. So brother and sister, even if the doctor has said, you are only going to live for an extra week, you can shout. You can shout, brother. What happened to Hezekiah? He was told to put your house in order. It was not a man's word anyway. But it was thus says the Lord. The sight of the Lord had declared to say, you are going to die. But he said, not me. I know all human beings are going to die. That I know, and I thank you, Lord, for that. It is your law that you put in. And Lord, I also have heard that the size of the Lord can never be changed. But he said, I'm going to shout today. I'm going to see what's
going to
happen. You say it in Joshua chapter
6. Joshua chapter 6.
If you shout with a great shout, the walls of Jericho are going to go flat. Lord, help me. Which is more difficult? An 80-foot wall, which went down,
chakawira pasi kuti rororo.
Or just me, I'm still alive, I'm still living.
Ndizangwezeka ndichitori mupenyu
asandito. For me to continue living for the next 15 years. God said, I like this kind of a faith. I like this kind of a shout. And he said to his prophet, go tell him, you are not going to die. Ah, brother and sister, do you know God can listen to a man? God can listen to a man. He can listen to a man. Because it is God dwelling in that very man. God wanted to destroy the children of Israel. Until Moses said, Lord, yes, I know you are my God. At one time when you told me, Moses, to say, go tell Pharaoh, to say, let my people go. I had a lot of troubles or could not believe you. But Lord, it is me, Moses, again. For you to destroy these people, no, it's not possible. If you want to do it, destroy me first. Here I stand, destroy me first. And God said, I like this kind of a shout. I listen to you, Moses. Whatever you, Moses, says, will prevail. So, brother and sister, it is also your time. It is your chance. If you want something from the Lord, you can make such a shout. Brother, there is no things that are excluded. There are no exclusion clauses. Whatever. Whatever you want. It will happen, brother, in as much as you declare it. As long as you can shout. It, all things are possible. All things are possible. To them that believe. If you can only believe, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. It is possible, brother. Take that and shout. You say, you devil, out in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, it is possible, brother. Remember this Moses who was complaining before the Lord.
To
say, I am of low speech. But when he realized to say, if you shout, things move. When he came to the Red Sea, he said, these Egyptians whom you see, you shall see them again no more. Hallelujah. Oh, sometimes, brother, don't consult God. If you are an adopted son or daughter, your word is the same as
deity
speaking. Hallelujah. You shout, brother, tomorrow there will be plenty of goods in Samaria. Oh, it doesn't matter, brother, whether things are hard, there is a corona or no
corona.
In fact, God wants to manifest when things are out of
ordinary.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In fact, we should be saying, Lord, we want to thank you for this corona. We are going to show what we are made out of. These are the exploits, brother, that Daniel saw. Oh, brother and sister, I can say, brother, you can stand face to face with
Daniel.
Daniel, he saw a lion.
Daniel akona shumba.
Yes, he could see this is a lion.
I wanna shua shumba ilipo.
In our case, brother, you are fighting or something that is fighting you, you cannot even see it. But the people that know their God shall do exploits. Brother, we are looking for a raised faith, where we can make a shout.
patina kuna kuita mando yakadani dziro.
To say, therefore, I don't want you close to my family.
Kutiwe Satana handisi kukuda kukuona padhuze nemhuri yangu.
And if he comes, tell the Bible or take the Bible and bind him.
Kana diabolo zakakumba kwako tora Bible obva muti nga.
These are the exploits, brother and sister.
Oh, mabasane simba ya mandla.
These are the exploits that we are supposed to display.
Oh, mabasane simba tifana kuratidza muzora nhasi.
The prophet.
Prophet not.
God sent the prophet.
Mwari vakatuma muprofita.
The seventh messenger.
Mutumwa wechinomwe.
For two things for him to do.
Kuti aite zvizingadi zviviri.
The first thing.
Chekutanga ichi.
Was to turn the hearts of children back to the Pentecostal
fathers. Kuti idzokere pakutenda kwePentecost.
And number two.
Kechipiri.
That was to reveal the mysteries of the seven thunders in Revelation 10.
Zvakavanzika zvakazarwa chapter 10 verse 7.
Which are the revelations contained in the seven seals?
Inova zvizaro zvakavigwa muzvimisimbiso zvinomwe.
Now, it is or it are these mystery or divinely revealed mystery truth that will literally turn the hearts of us children back to the Pentecostal fathers.
Izvo zvakazarwa ndizvo chaizvo chaizvo zvichanyatsoita basa rekutenda kutsamwoyo yedu kuti idzokere pakutenda kwamadzibaba paPentecost.
In other words, we are saying,
now,
these seven thunders, these are the mystery
truths.
Now, you hear of this mystery truth.
Now,
this should give you rapturing faith. No wonder why we are saying, if you don't believe the message of the hour, you are not going into the rapture. Because it is this divinely revealed the mystery truth that literally will give you rapturing faith. Glory be to God. So we could shout, brother and sister, with joy, with happiness. Because we know we are candidates to be associated with angelic beings. Because we believed the message of Malachi
4.
You can say, you can shout, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even when you are sick, brother and sister, sing a joyful song unto the Lord. Don't have a frown face.
Ah,
no.
Quite.
Tell that devil.
Who's that devil?
To say, if you have tried it and one on other people, not on me.
Yes, Satan. And
the devil hears.
Devil,
and he obeys. The Lord Jesus Christ, one time he was walking.
Jesus,
and you know, devils, they are too spiritual as well.
Eh?
They pick things. So the Lord Jesus Christ was just
picking.
And then they started screaming.
Oh,
it's not yet our time. They made a request. If you cast us out, please, there is those swine. Can we go there? Those were demons. They realized the authority in the Lord Jesus Christ. They should also realize the authority that is bestowed in you because of the message of Malachi
4.
That's the same way Peter was shouting. You can make a shout, a fist or shout, brother. Or you can just walk and your shadow, demons will just be cast out by a mere shadow. That was Peter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we are the seventh messenger candidates.
Isu tiri vadzidzi va mutumwa wechino mwe.
We believe the message of Malachi 4, the seventh messenger.
Maridzo ya Malachi 4 yemutumwa wechino mwe.
We can do better than that, brother. We should not cower to situations.
Hatifana kutyka zvimiro zvakatipoteredza.
But we should shout.
Tofana kudanidzira
zvese. We should scream out.
Tofana kudanidzira.
Shouting, brother, brings results.
Kudanidzira kunounza zviitiko.
Oh, I'm looking for a sister.
Ndikutarisa hanzvadzi nasi.
Who is saying it has been too long without me doing the things that I want?
Nguva yareba ndisiri kugona kuita zvandinoda kuti ndiite.
Ah, brother, don't say it's 12 o'clock every night.
Hanzvadzi.
The devil has to wake you up to say you have not taken your tablets. Speak to the storm. He was told the prophet, speak to the storm. It is your time, brother, to scream, to shout. The prophet says, the greatest battle ever fought. Paragraph
426.
So, brother and sister, don't feel discouraged. To say, preacher, I have shouted before. And nothing happened. It's okay. Maybe you only made a shout. The Bible or the instruction is saying, shout with a great shout. So tell the devil, I'm coming today. With a great shout. And grab the faith of the sword of the Spirit. Paragraph 426. That says the Lord, scream, hallelujah, amen.
Amen.
Sometimes you've got to scream, brother. Scream, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Scream amen. Then cut down every enemy in front of you. There it is. Cut every enemy. That old spooky spirit that make you feel. Cut that thing away with the word of the Lord. But our strength is the joy of the Lord is my strength. Don't think the Lord is so happy to see you with such a frown face because you
are.
He is waiting for you to shout with a great shout. You know, brother, especially when things are hard like this, and your business is not prospering at all. Look, when GDP figures are growing up,
gross domestic product,
you come and make a Thanksgiving to say, I'm so thankful. My sales turnover has gone
10-15%.
We'll clap our hands, yes. But it is almost natural when GDP is growing up, it means sales also naturally are also supposed to go up.
Kana zvehupfumi GDP chindichikwira vanotengesa nekutenga.
But when we are talking of contraction in the GDP numbers, and then we hear a sister saying, my sales figure, they are going up with a staggering 150%
rise.
We can say, this is the finger of God. That's an earth-shattering testimony. So it is an opportunity for you, brother and sister, to make your shout. Don't only make a shout. Shout with a great shout. Say, Lord, yes, things are difficult, but I want to walk into my courtship. Hey, what's happening about this issue of marriage?
No,
these are demons, brother and sister. When you see the Bible declaring it is not good for a man to stay alone, first of all, salvation number one.
Chekutanga wongu kuponeswa.
If you are saved, if you have the salvation, yes, we can declare it is not good for you to be alone. So it's an evil spirit which we should cast out even in this time. You may say, Pastor, how can I even raise money for the in-laws? Yes, that would be a testimony. If you fail to do it when things were all right, approach God and say, Lord, the scripture is telling me it is not good for me. You saved
me.
Lord, I now need the next best thing out of
salvation. Yes,
and them sisters, if you also seeing, yes, are going past. Yes, you have got your right to shout. Shout with a great shout. Say, Lord, I don't want to be alone. But we are taught by the message to say, sisters, don't approach brothers. But the brothers are not coming. Lord, I am shouting right at you with a great shout. That brother, he will quickly lose sleep. Do you know God can speak, brother? Abimelech took the wife of Abraham. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it is God who had changed the physical makeup of even that Sarah.
Dimwari vakanga vashandira chimiro chapanyama chaicho chaicho cha Sara.
That was a grandma. But was changed into a sweet
16.
Brother, don't read in between the lines. A king, any woman or any girl was accessible to him.
Now,
if he could leave all these other little girls and look at an old granny, God had changed Sarah. And he took Sarah into his house. But we are talking of God who speaks. Abraham made a shout. He said, Lord, I thanked you when you gave me a wife. But look, this man, he is a king. I have no strength to fight him. He cried. He shouted. And the Lord said, I heard you,
Abraham.
I will go talk to him. While the king was asleep, God came Abimelech and told him, you Abimelech, you are a dead man. If you don't return this man's wife, you are just but a dead man. It was after Abraham made a shout. So sister, if you want, make a shout to the Lord. God will go to that brother and say, you brother, don't you realize you are living in sin? Because I said in my word, it is not good for a man to be alone. You want to go to hell?
You'll
be surprised to sister going into courtship. But you would not have spoken to the brother. But you speak to the Lord through a shout. Don't be lazy to speak. Don't be lazy to shout. Glory be to God. So yes, the prophet goes on further. You tell him, say, get away from me. You cut him with a word. Whether it be demon, whether it be enemy, whether it's sickness, whether it's disease, Whatever it is, take the word and pull it on the sword. If you work it for the first time, it doesn't move. Work it. And work it again. And work it again. Work it until you chip a hole through it. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Don't easily give up, brother. If you shout and nothing moves, shout again. If nothing moves, make a great shout until you peep yourself right on through that old shell of sickness. This is the time that we need God, brother and sister. When you are sick, you want to go to the hospital. There are no doctors there. What do you do? You're going to shout. You shout, brother. You say, you sickness, away from me. Away from my child. Away from my husband. Away from my wife. Keep yourself right on through that old shell of sickness. Cut your way out. And say hallelujah.
What is hallelujah?
Where is the next one? Hallelujah. I like this one, brother and sister. You are almost like you are hunting after them. Hunting after situations. To say I have defeated this one. Where is the next one? Oh, brother and sister. To say yes, my business which was going down. Yes, it has gone up. But I'm not happy. I want to go into other things as well. You can even diversify. It is possible, brother and sister. Brother and sister, to heaven we are going. But for me, I don't want to say to yearn for heaven because I'm afraid of corona. No. We go to heaven in style, brother.
Hallelujah.
Oh yes, brother. Yes, telling that when I go there, telling testimonies. Tell them there was a disease called COVID-19.
Glory.
And it has no selection.
COVID-19.
But the people that know their God shall do exploits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So yes, we know the seals were revealed. Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
I love it, brother and sister. It should make us ready. You don't fear anything. Things of the natural things, you can have them. That's fine. Things of the spirit too, you have them.
Amen.
Soldier of the cross. Glory be to God. Remember, he says, if you lay your hands on the sick, they shall recover. Brother, we need stubborn faith. Stubborn faith. A brother or a sister, a year, 2, 3, 5 years with the same sickness.
Ama, kuita gore 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for us to shout.
Yangu yakudana zira.
And you know, sometimes there are other people.
No zabana zingwa pane wangu.
Who easily will catch it.
With
the right mental attitude. The right mental attitude. Towards any of God's promises. Will bring it to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't doubt. Why do you want to doubt? To say, how can it happen? I saw and saw brother Saul so was prayed for and nothing happened.
Brother Ningira yakanamatirwa but vachingori zvavanga vari.
Hey, that was brother Saul and Saul.
Hey, and the brother Ningana yavo.
You are not even a brother, you are a sister.
Futa,
so you can even tell the devil, yes, maybe it might happen to brothers, but I'm a sister. Hallelujah. Hey, you tell the devil.
Who's the Satan?
If you defeated a brother.
Tough
for that brother.
Sorry,
I am a
sister.
I just want to show you what sisters are made out of. Brother, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are looking for such a time where sisters are going to look the devil right in the face and say, you devil, you are a spook, you are a liar, you are a defeated enemy, I don't fear you. Glory be to God. And you shout. Oh, even if the brother is a weakling. Yes, you can lay your hands on the brother. It's allowed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Pharaoh, let my people go. If there is something that Pharaoh is holding on you, today is for you to shout. Pharaoh, let my people go.
Pharaoh,
let my people go. The walls of Jericho today, they have to fall flat. The Bible said it. God said it. It will happen. If you can only believe, brother and sister, I know a testimony is in the making. I know a testimony is in the making. Brother, we are talking, there was a sister. She was beaten by these evil spirits. We could not visit because of COVID. But gentle faith says, speak the word. It knows no distance, brother. She could hardly hear. Failing to eat. But when prayer was made, not even laying hands, but prayer from a distance. Gentle faith, she believed it. The following day,
hallelujah,
a testimony came. Using technology, WhatsApp. This morning, I can hear very well. The walls of Jericho, they have to collapse. It is your duty, brother and sister. Shout with a great shout. Let's raise our feet. Praise
the Lord.
Do you have any rivers, brother? Which you think you cannot cross through. Mountains you are failing to cross. Brother and sister, he specializes in those things that are called impossible. If you can only shout, glory be to God. Maybe just briefly, let's just sing that song. We know how to sing it. I'm sure the people right in the homes, they are also going to join up as we sing this song. Got any rivers? Be of good courage. The Lord spake unto Joshua. Glory be to God.
Be of good courage. God spake unto Joshua. When all the river God pondered the way, Jordan and cross, things seems impossible. What a divide is the man. Oh, God, any rivers you think uncrossable. Got any mountain you can't turn it. Oh, God specializes in things
that thing which is impossible.
Any will No other parking.
Petros to win. Hallelujah. By you, brother. Jericho's walls. Hallelujah.
Jericho's walls must fall.
Your Jericho walls should fall to the ground.
Oh, God never fell.
He never.
He stood
bare. Hallelujah.
Promises.
Glory. I'm going to march on, brother.
Is in Bam. Golden river.
Glory.
Uncrossable.
Glory. I have got plenty.
God,
but I'm trusting in the God. The God of the impossible.
God specializes in things so impossible. Oh, and he will do what no other power.
He is the same God. Hallelujah.
He is the same. The same.
His word is dependable, brother.
His word is dependable.
Hallelujah.
He make a way
for you. He will make that way for you.
Life situation.
Do you have life situations?
By him,
you start thanking God this morning.
Oh, mountains and hills, God and the river.
Glory.
You think and cross.
Let's also pray for our brethren at the home. Hallelujah.
Mountains. Okay.
They might have rivers. They might have mountains. We are praying this morning
so
to the God who specializes.
Oh, and he will do
glory.
What no other.
Maybe just a small time of prayer.
Rivers.
Hallelujah.
You think I'm crossable.
First the day to pray
hallelujah.
In worship, in church. You
can.
You shout, brother.
Oh, specialize.
Hallelujah.
In things so impossible.
Glory be to God.
Oh, and he will do what no other power can do.
I'll ask brother Jonathan, come lead us in prayer. Maybe just 5 minutes or thereabouts. Yeah. We just want to shout to the Lord. To shout to the Lord. To say, I don't want this sickness.
And this could naturally wear it.
I don't want unclean life as he comes.
And this could not be your Kashima.
I want to win.
Don't
hallelujah.
Amen.
I want all my walls to fall flat. My Bible does not say there was a portion of the wall that remained standing. All the walls, they have to fall flat. Even the small things, brother. Let's bow our heads as we take our positions for prayer.
Thank you. God bless you. We are
come to the end of our service. We meet on Wednesday by God's grace. We pray that the Lord will guide us as we move in this life journey. I'm sure provide your names to the numbers provided on the group. So that they know how to slot you in the various time slots. And we just ask you also to be patient. I know we are many and we can not all be accommodated, say for example in one service or even two or three. So just bear with us, but the most important thing, let's pray that this thing goes away and we have free worship. Let's spread the word for people to register. And I just got a call. I think one brother, they were coming and they were using public transport and then they were told to disembark because they didn't have a travel letter. So we just pray that the Lord will provide mercies so that people can travel as well as they can.
Those who may be living letters, just
Mwari, wakuru bafadzei, rugare ngarwe nemi.